listening to an ATC podcast featuring Adam Herb and Garrett Cottell.
Okay, so I got a question.
Okay.
How hard is it, do you think, that these people who have made these comic books, like, for instance, let's take the ones that are the least popular.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't want to offend anybody, obviously, but let's just take, I don't know. Shoot, let's take Image or Dark Horse.
Okay.
Like,
so kind of an underdog comic
brand.
Yeah,
like an underdog. Like, how do you think in this world of Marvel and DC, especially after the movies, okay, like how hard do you think it is to actually make a comic book, have it really nice, you know, find the producer or whatever, and then release it in hopes that it'll take off? Like, how hard do you think that is?
Well, making it, I don't think is very hard.
Okay, let me. All right, making it a successful comic book. Let me just rephrase.
So, like, so selling volume, high selling volume.
Yeah, popularity, selling volume, the works.
It's probably getting tougher to do that because media in general is becoming more visual, like movies, and you know, Vine lets you do 6-second video clips and. YouTube, everybody's got a YouTube channel now.
And right. And not everyone has enough money to make a movie with movie stars.
Right. Or the skill to draw a comic book. And, I mean, in general, I think reading is becoming kind of a, unfortunately, kind of a dying thing. You know, we don't have a lot of... You got ebooks. That's a newer version of reading kind of thing. But I don't know how well that's doing. So... I don't know. I would guess to make a successful, it depends on how you define success, but to make a successful comic book, I imagine it's pretty challenging.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen people like come up with concepts for, you know, like the like an app or something.
Sure.
You know, and it's not only just a comic book, but like it moves, you know, like, yeah, as soon as you go to the next.
Right, like an animator.
Yeah. But like a short animation, not, you know, nothing too distracting from the words, I guess.
Yeah. I think the ability to tell a story today is easier. I think you could pretty easily tell a story, but I don't think you can get everybody to read it. Like, I think it's a lot harder to appeal to a general audience. I think it's a lot easier to go to like a niche market, you know, like,
yeah,
it's really easy to hit the, I don't know, let's say goth or emo type kids that are all about anger and revenge and stuff like that, you know, not that goth or emo kids are that way, but I'm just saying, like, you pick a niche market or a certain people group that likes certain things, and I think you can pretty easily either target them with your story or, you know, get a pretty reasonable audience fairly quickly, is my guess.
Agreed. I agree. Reposition. It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you ask? Just out of curiosity.
You know exactly why I ask.
Oh, I do. But they don't.
But they don't.
They don't. So tell them.
Yeah, the reason why I ask is because I have come up with, in my opinions, a good idea, and from an outside source, which I'm not going to name until I get his permission and her permission, actually, that has told me that my idea is a fantastic idea. And obviously me not having a bookstore or a studio or anything fantastic like that, I would literally be starting from scratch.
Okay.
Money-wise, you know, resource-wise, like I don't have an easel. I don't have, you know, this huge thing to draw on. I mean, I have a computer, right. So digitally, I mean, I can do it.
Sure.
You know, I don't have all this expensive equipment, obviously, but
I don't know that that's what you need, though. I mean,
yeah, you don't.
Basically, pencil and paper, and
yeah, and I have
that, and then
I have
a scanner or something to digitize it, and then that's about it. Is my thinking. Could be wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, pencil and paper, I believe, is totally fine. And obviously, the story. Like, you have to have a good story as well.
I think that's the hardest part. I generally think that people don't have like, a lot of people want to put stuff out there, but I don't think a lot of people have something worth listening to. Does that make sense? Like, a story worth listening to.
Yeah.
Or a concept worth listening to. Everybody can come up with a 6-second thing or a little flip book story where, you know, stick figure guy shoots another stick figure guy to save the damsel in distress or something like that.
Now I have to ask, what story have you read that you think is not worth listening to or reading?
There's a lot every day.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, just open the internet. And
I thought you were talking about just comic books in general.
No. I mean, yes, there are a lot of comic books that I don't feel like are worth reading, for sure. Right. I mean, you go through I visit my comic book store. Actually, I'm going to go today because my new ones are in.
Nice.
But
X-Men, I do believe.
Wolverine, Savage Wolverine, Deadpool should be coming out this week, I think. If not the actual Deadpool, then for sure the Dracula's Gauntlet weekly that he's been doing. Yeah, I got some good ones.
Very excited about week coming up for you.
Yes.
Sounds like
so. But anyway, you go through the comic book store and you look at the different comics that are there, and a quick flip through, and you can pretty well tell some stories just aren't worth picking up. You know, either the art is terrible or the writing is terrible. One of the two.
So you judge a book by its cover. Everyone does.
I mean, I will pick up just about anything. If it looks interesting on the front, I'll pick it up. But I'll flip through and see, okay, how is the story being told? How is the art done?
Right.
That kind of thing. And there's certainly a difference. You know, you've got style preferences versus, you know, like you and I have talked about, like, the different... sort of a watercolor type of art versus the hard lines of anime or a manga, whatever type comic book, you know, the hard contour lines and stuff. That was disgusting.
That was the weirdest burp.
Really glad you're like 6 feet away from me right now.
Like, you know, like when they say, like, it burns in your nose and stuff like that. Like, I felt that in my stomach crawl up as I was burping.
I'm sure the people of the interwebs love knowing the details. Thank you. I'm sorry for him. God. I apologize.
And it burned my nose too. It's so weird.
And now he's crying. He's tearing up currently.
I am.
Anyway, so back to comic books that aren't worth reading. I think you can go all over the place on the internet today. Most people's Twitter feed, most people's Facebook crap. You know, getting married, having a kid, doing whatever, the little blurbs about different stuff. Most of that's not really worth reading because there's not anything that's that different. The only reason you read it is because you know the person, right?
Right.
It's different if somebody has a good story. You don't know them, but it's a good story, and you read it, and you're like, wow, I'm really glad I read that. You know, there's been a couple of things different, like charity work stories that'll come out every once in a while, you know, about a girl that was basically homebound in her apartment, needed to be carried up 4 flights of stairs because the apartments didn't have an elevator, but she couldn't afford an apartment in the city she lived that was on ground floor and whatever. So a group of people got together and, you know, basically crowdsource fundraised to get her a place to live that was on the ground floor and to make it wheelchair accessible and all that stuff so that she could actually get around and live life. You know, stories like that where people achieve great things or do great things are worth reading. You know, there's a good message in it. It's a good story. You enjoy reading it. I think most stuff on the internet you don't. Most stuff out there in general today you don't.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at most TV shows. You got a pilot episode. You might make it a season, but most TV shows don't last past like a season unless they're really good. The ones that are really good, they pour all this money into and they make them really awesome. You know, and you've got a million seasons.
Right. So, interesting. I can definitely agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, you and I have discussed another taboo topic, but Game of Thrones and its morally ambiguous storyline.
Yeah.
It's well told, though.
Yeah, really well told.
So people watch it.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was saying to our friend the other day.
Right.
Like, I don't know who I'm supposed to like.
Right. Right, but the story is well told, so you keep watching.
Exactly,
you keep reading,
and every time I'm like, I really hope at the end of this, like, specific line in the story, I really hope that this is the person I'm supposed to like.
Right,
you know,
and then like me, you get disappointed.
Yeah.
And then you hate the show.
I've been disappointed
for several weeks.
Yeah. But I'm not giving up on it. So
yeah.
I mean. Yeah, if I'm comparing it to another movie or book,
right,
for instance,
sure.
At the beginning, if not a little bit after, maybe, there is a set character who I'm supposed to like.
Sure.
And I don't know, it's that weird drive that just kind of makes my mind spin in circles. Like, okay, I'm reading this. This is really awesome. But all these characters that I love just keep dying. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But
people die a lot in that show.
People die a lot, yeah.
Anyway, back to the comic book.
Comic book.
I think the most important thing is to have a good story. Good content drives, I think, what you do. You know what I mean? And
right.
And how successful whatever you do is. The second thing is probably marketing. If you can get it out there so people can see it, does no good. You may have a Pulitzer Prize winning story, but if nobody sees it, you're not going to win a Pulitzer, you know?
Right, yeah.
So you've got to be able to get it out there.
Whew. Yeah. I mean, now that you've put that in a perspective for me, I'm like, Doug Garrett, you know, because it is a story.
Yeah, it is.
The story
exactly.
that drives it.
Exactly. And I mean, it totally depends on what you want to write. Like, what kind of story do you want to have? Do you want it to be an epic? I mean, typically, comic books are some kind of an
epic.
It's
going to be epic,
right?
For sure.
So, are you one of those people that wants to have, like, a twist storyline, you know, where, like, suddenly the person you thought was a good guy all along is a bad guy?
It's not going to be stereotypical, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to be like, oh my god, twist ending all the time.
You know? Right.
But yeah, and don't mean to change it up, but isn't it weird how music is almost the exact opposite when it comes to popularity?
Meaning it doesn't have to be good lyrics.
It doesn't
have to
be
a good tune.
Yeah, it just has to be
a driving beat.
Very stereotypical.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, top 40 music is all the same.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
If you look at top 40 over the last 20 years, songs clump into categories. I mean, you've seen the Vsauce.
Yeah. Which is very good. I love Vsauce, by the way.
He has no idea who we are, but shout out anyway. Vsauce.
Go Vsauce. I've learned a lot from Vsauce.
Right. By the way, we never introduced ourselves.
Oh, man. Perfect opportunity to change my name.
Yeah, so there's somebody beating somebody up in the kitchen. That's so awkward.
Yeah, names. Well,
are you using a screen name or are you going to use your
actual
name?
No, I'll use my real name. I think people have...
I think you can just use your first name. You don't have to use your last name.
Okay. My name is Garrett.
Right.
The Awesome.
The Awesome, for sure.
One fact about me and my favorite cereal. I'm tall.
Very.
Very.
I mean, by averages, he's very tall.
Yeah. Favorite cereal... Oh, man, I feel like I need to nail this one or else I'm going to be judged.
Yeah. It's going to be some judgment.
I'm not a health nut.
No. For sure.
I love Although he's all not cereals.
Fat. He's not fat. I'm fat. He's not fat.
I love all cereals. But if I were to like actually pinpoint a favorite, and I'm not saying favorite in flavor, I'm saying favorite as in it's the one cereal I could probably eat forever. It would probably be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that that's my favorite because it's just the best tasting.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if you were to give me one cereal for the rest of my life and I can choose any cereal, it would probably be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay. See, if I had to pick one, just one cereal for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. probably Golden Grahams.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Just because Cinnamon Toast Crunch is too sweet
for me.
Golden Grahams is like the perfect balance.
I love Golden Grahams. Okay. Why did I ever forget?
If I was just going to go for pure sugary, ridiculous goodness, I would say Captain Crunch.
Ooh, Captain Crunch.
Because, you know.
That's fruity, though. I can't
eat fruity Captain Crunch, forever. Just plain Captain Crunch is not fruity.
Oh, yeah.
What not the Crunch Berries.
Yeah,
Crunch Berries. Or Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Or Count Chocula. No, man, we're talking
I wanna just take mine Captain back. Crunch.
Okay, so what is it going to be now?
Like Golden Grahams.
No, that's mine. You can't steal mine.
I know.
Mine is Golden Grahams.
I mean, I'll just say Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I'll stick to my guns.
Can I say another thing that's good?
What's that?
Another one that may be a contender for, like, could eat it all the time. Have you ever had Cookie the... Bears. No. Waffle... The one that's waffles. It's little tiny waffles, and it tastes like maple syrup and waffles. It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
And I can't think of what it's called. You know what I'm talking about, though?
I mean, it's going to be something stupid like waffle crisp.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is stupid.
All right, internet people, don't judge us.
That's Garrett. His favorite cereal or lifetime choice cereal, whatever, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Fail.
No.
My name is Adam, and mine is Golden Grahams.
Obviously. So,
check out Garrett's blog /Twitter/
it's just social media monster
that he's creating called All Things Comics,
and that's two X's
on the end of comics.
Except all for Instagram, it's one X.
Comics on Instagram, it's an entirely different name. So just search that. Just Google search All Things Comics. Yeah. You'll find it, and each one can link to the other, so you'll find it eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, All Things Comics, everything you want to know, cool artwork about comics, news releases and such. We're turning it into a media giant, and eventually we want to start providing exclusive content to the listeners. But Garrett's the brains behind that, so anyway, he knows a lot about comics. So, that's why we're doing this podcast thing.
And feel basically. Free, if you're out there, to direct message me.
Yeah, sure. Always.
Say, hey, I'm an artist, and I'll post it, and I'll give you credit for it.
Like, or if you want to send links to cool stories or whatever, we'll retweet, repost anything you want to get out there.
I've never heard of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Always looking for good comics.
Always.
So we were going to talk about, not to totally derail you, I don't know if you have a thought, but we were going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I finally saw it. I know I'm a little behind. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I finally saw it.
Okay.
Amazing movie.
Absolutely.
Freaking amazing. So full of excellent references. Not just awesome music, but awesome comic book Easter eggs, cool references, great characters, and good writing. So, what did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I would say 8.5 out of 10.
8.5 out of 10. Okay, so why did it lose 1.5 points?
Can I do the opposite? Can I tell you why I got up to 8.5?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Well, okay. I kind of do an IGN rating. Another shout out, IGN. I think their rating systems are fantastic.
Okay.
Because before they tell you, I mean, you can obviously scroll down and just see the overall. Right,
the reviews, under type thing.
But if you were to watch the video, they go through pretty much each and every point of why they like it and why they don't. And okay. I kind of do the same thing.
Okay. So based on some criteria like story.
Right.
Characters.
Is awesome. Yeah, I love the story.
All right.
I think they nailed it. I think they punched it in the face, threw it on the ground and said, I have defeated it. I think
incoming
story
teabag.
Was awesome.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
I think their characters were spot on.
Okay.
Drax was perfect.
Okay.
You know.
Favorite character out of the group?
Groot. I'm going to have to say Groot.
Groot? Really? Yeah. It was such
He's me.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean,
in case you didn't know, Garrett's a very loyal, friendly not very tall? Talkative.
Tall.
No, that's not Garrett. Hey, Garrett is definitely talkative.
Can talk.
So not talkative, but tall and helpful.
See, but here's
helpful.
The thing that people are not saying. Groot can talk, but like pretty much only to his best friend.
Well, he only says, "I am Groot."
Right.
It's just the inflections
on stuff. But
Rocket
Raccoon knows exactly what he's saying.
Right. And it's been proven that he's very intelligent. So I understand. Groot's a cool character.
Yeah.
I like Groot's rage out moments. And I can totally see you doing that.
Right.
So whenever he decides to like flatten 50 guys.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. And characters, perfect. And then I'm just, oh my God, I'm going to have to say it. Thanos. Oh my God, he looks awesome. Dude.
Yeah. I mean, as far as presentation goes, he's pretty cool, but he's a dumb character.
That's a different story for later, and I totally understand why.
Okay. But he looked cool, I'll grant you.
He looked awesome. Dude, the way he was just sitting on the throne, oh my gosh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
I grant you. Fair enough.
Okay, and I feel like, okay, here's the reason why they lost the, what was it, 1.5 points.
Okay, yeah, losing 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like there's this certain feel, and for me, the reason why it lost 1.5 points for me is because I knew Guardians of the Galaxy before it was a movie. I've read some of the I've watched some of the cartoons, obviously growing up as a kid.
Yeah, sure. So kind of the same letdown as like a good book and then seeing it as a movie.
Right. Okay. Like Lord of the Rings, like they're great.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you're obviously missing a ton from the book.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of like the same way.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. In the movie, this is a spoiler, so skip ahead of this if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
We might bleep it out in post-production, we'll see.
Right. In the movie, they describe, what's her name, Amora, when they're flying into that ancient alien's head.
Yeah, Gamora.
Gamora, yeah.
Right.
Excuse me. Man, some people would spear me for that.
They would.
Yeah.
She would.
She probably
would. She would, for sure.
They fly into an ancient alien skull.
Right.
And this is where the Collector hides. Like, this is his place that...
Are no rules.
Are
except
no
for his rules.
Except for his rules. He, like, controls that place.
Right.
Pretty much.
Sure.
And they don't really explain why they're mining... They say that, like, it's valued. Like, while they're... Like, when they're mining all the flesh and all that stuff from... The ancient alien skull,
right? The brain tissue,
the brain
bones
tissue,
everything, and all that,
But they don't really explain the significance of the ancients. And again, it's just going to be another spoiler. But if you care enough, and if you're wondering why I'm saying that they have a lot of stuff to reference. Mm-hmm. Marvel has a lot of stuff to reference. They're opening up a bunch of storylines.
Tons of storylines.
But if you really want to know why I didn't give it that 1.5 extra, go back and just Google the ancients versus what's his name. Just type in Marvel and the Ancients, and I guarantee you it will come up.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So, 8.5, lost a little
it's
bit
a
because
score.
It's still a good score. It's a good movie. I really liked it. I will say this.
85%.
I liked it in a different way than I liked all the other Marvel movies so far, in that it did not take itself seriously, meaning... It had humor in it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was not attempt at a super serious storyline or whatever. You know, yeah, you had the bad guy and yeah, you had the good guys and whatever, but it kind of... Tragedy happens in life all the time.
Right.
Bad things happen all the time. And it did what a lot of good people do in the face of tragedy, and at times made light of things when it needed to be made light of.
Right.
You know, I felt like it was incredibly well written. Actors were spot on. How about this? Most underrated character in the movie. Like, character you liked but didn't expect to like, or that just kind of surprised you or whatever.
Most underrated character. Wow.
I gotta be honest. Rocket Raccoon pulled out a pretty good, like, emotional appeal scene there when he's fighting with Drax and whatever. That's a pretty good, like, I don't know, for a raccoon, totally CGI character, he did pretty good.
He got you right in the feels? He
got you right in the feels.
Hmm.
Drax, too. Good character.
And they did a pretty good Ronin.
Yeah,
Ronin was pretty solid.
I think the guy... So, I'll tell you what mine was. I mean, all those characters were good, but I think, for me, it was the Enforcer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was so, like, kind of stick up the butt, all about the rules type of character, but he was a good guy, and he sacrificed himself trying to save the community and all that stuff.
Right.
Like... Good character, solid character, well played. Even the actor did a good job, even in the joking and the certain things that he did.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a very good point, actually. Man, that question hit me like sideways. I had no idea. I was like, I have an answer, but now I got to think about every single character before I little just tell you an answer.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I even think like one of the characters that was really well done that they didn't emphasize a lot was Nebula. His other daughter, Thanos' other daughter.
Yeah.
The blue.
I know, but I'm trying to think of why. Like,
I just thought she was, I mean, kind of a cold-hearted killer, and she played that role pretty well.
Oh, you're saying this in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, oh, okay. She was a character that was
confused. They didn't give, they didn't give right you any after underrated characters.
Yeah. Well, maybe underrated is the wrong way to say it. By underrated, I mean underplayed. I mean, like, there was no hype about them, but they were really good characters. Yeah. So, like, the Enforcer, there was nothing about that guy. Like, there was very few scenes with
him
in
loyalty.
Other than his character being loyal and law-abiding and the, like, paragon kind of thing of the legal system,
right,
whatever, you know, policeman, enforcer type of guy. But I thought another example of a character there wasn't a lot of scenes with, but was very interesting and very well done, was Nebula. Mm-hmm. I thought they did her character pretty well. So, question to you, sir.
What?
You have to ask a question now.
Oh, wow. Well, first, I agree, because, like, you totally start to see it in her robotic face after Thanos says, you know, Gamora, one of my favorite daughters, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can like, thanks, Dad, you know, as she walks away, and you're like, oh, man, now she wants to destroy every world, you know, and then do even more evils, unspeakable evils. Let's kind of crash course this. I have not seen the newest X-Men, which I need to. But
yes,
I haven't had
really,
enough time.
Really,
sorry.
Do.
Yeah, so we'll not
huge,
talk about that.
Huge fail on your part.
I know.
That's, I think, personal opinion, best X-Men movie so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Better than all the Wolverines, even.
Let's go to a different universe. Let me ask you a question. Batman versus Superman. I already know the outcome.
Gay.
You have what the world has turned to into such a loved character.
Who, Batman?
Batman. Everyone loves Batman.
They didn't used to. It's only because of the recent movies.
I know. And now they're a completely different actor.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know how I feel about
that. Has already destroyed one character.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, you are going to be on trial with this character.
Yeah.
If you don't succeed, you might get flogged by the comic community.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then you have... I think they did a good job of Man of Steel.
Yes.
They did a fantastic job.
I think Man of Steel was really good. Man of Steel was, again, the best Superman movie so far, I think. The only issue I had with it, whole entire movie, only one issue.
The end.
Nope. Was not the end. That's the thing. Everybody thinks it's the end. I think that was totally appropriate. In fact,
yeah, I mean, they need to go out with a bang.
Lines up with my philosophical views and everything perfectly. The one thing I didn't like.
Oh, lay it on me, brother.
Okay. Superman was always a paragon of virtue. Okay, always. And in this movie, he was, save for one scene. When he saves everybody on the oil rig and then washes ashore, he steals clothes from the little lighthouse there.
Oh my God. He steals.
And that's not Superman. Yeah. Superman does not steal. He would have knocked on the door and been cold and shivering and needed a sweatshirt. And the lady would have probably given it to him or something.
Right.
He wouldn't steal. He's Superman.
Oh,
he doesn't
steal.
Out of the entire movie, that is the only part that bothered me, because it doesn't maintain the ideological consistency that is right. Superman.
Oh man, I have to tell you, I did not see that coming.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I knew you weren't going to, but it's still true. Still 100% true.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Oh man. Okay, so the inevitable. How do you think? Okay, one reason they're coming out with the Flash TV series.
Right.
They've already had Arrow series, very, very successful. Arrow series. Everyone loves it. Deathstroke, one of my favorite villains. I've told you this over and over.
Sure.
So you know what's right around the corner. You know what they're setting out for. It's a Justice League movie. Like, you know that is probably around the corner.
It definitely seems like that's coming, for sure.
They've already made a Green Lantern movie. I personally right. don't know how it went.
I liked it. It was a good movie.
Right. But
I mean, compared to all the... Honestly, compared to all the other Marvel movies, maybe not as good, but it was a good movie, I thought.
Do you know how hard it is, it's in my opinion, to probably make a Justice League movie?
I would imagine it's insanely hard. There's just so much. In that universe, DC has always been more serious-minded than Marvel ever was. I mean, Detective Comics, DC Comics, was about the dark side of humanity, basically. Like, most of their comics dealt with really, really bad characters, especially the Batman series. Joker, Mr. Freeze, all those characters are incredibly psychologically weird and dark.
Especially
and
a series of,
evil.
Of new Batman and Joker stuff coming out where, like, he's almost like demonic and possessed kind of a Joker. You know, I totally agree, and like they've obviously set it up, and it's around the corner. But yeah, gosh, I feel like that's one of like, let's just throw it in the air and see how it lands, kind of a thing.
The Justice League movie,
yeah.
If they do it well, it will succeed, possibly better than any of the other comic book based movies ever have.
Right.
Okay, I sent you a picture that I think you'll like.
Okay.
But if they do it well, it'll be good. If they don't, it'll be a flop, a big flop, and I don't know that they'll recover. I mean, they did the Batman movies. Those movies were really good.
Yeah.
Okay. But they did the Green Lantern movie. I personally really liked it, but I don't think it did that well in theaters.
Okay.
So I am not real sure how that's going to be received.
I do like that picture.
Yeah, I thought you would. It's Green Arrow. Anyway, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think? That's good? 30 minutes? 33 minutes? Is that what it is at?
That's pretty good. Yeah, we're at 33 minutes right now.
Post this.
So we'll do a little post-production.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
But... anyway, I'm Adam.
I'm Garrett.
And this has been our kind of talk about comic movies and comic books and a little bit of randomness. Check out All Things Comics.
And
we will tweet back, follow back.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, feel free to direct message me or say that you want me to like post something. I'll check it out. I'll put your credit on there.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean, obviously. Direct message me on any type of social media, and I'll repost. Try to see if I can throw more of your work out there to some of my fans, some of my followers. Yeah,
we're big into promoting other people and stuff. So we really like to find talent, local talent, maybe people that are just trying to get their names out there and put it out. You know, we like being a megaphone to amplify good stuff that's out there.
Definitely. Well, so, any last things that you want to say besides All Things Comics?
I appreciate. Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right. Well, you're here, guys.
Talk to you next time.
See you.
Bye.